Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say it like this, take the limits off.
TTLO Media Group Studios, located inside the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. That's right, inside the birthplace of gospel music. And as always, it's your boy, your host, the one and the only Minister Dana L. Kingman, and I am excited to be here with y'all again on tonight. I am excited to be here again on tonight. It's Monday. I have a different type of excitement on Mondays. After I preach, it's always a little different when I come in to the studio after I preach. And I must say, I'm excited today because I just get to come in, because I always feel like my allotted time of preaching is short. So I always feel like I can, if I was going to do a series, I could start on Sunday and finish it on Monday. So I feel like I'm able to do that with you all, so I'm just excited, excited again to just to be able to do that with you all today. Man, look, as always, it's a great time, man. It's Missional Monday, and tonight's conversation is going to be awesome. Y'all ready for this? Pastoring a small church is not a penalty; it's a specialty. Woo! That's the link. That's what we're talking about tonight, y'all. Pastoring a small church is not a penalty. It's a specialty. Y'all ready for that? I hope y'all get a chance, man, to tune in and be a part of tonight's show. If it's your first time listening, first time watching all that, let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323-870-4375. That is the call-in number, 323-870-4375 is your call-in number. Again, if you just push one, that'll get you to my producer. That's right, I do have the best producer in the land. I don't care who y'all producers is. I got the best producer in the land, the one, the only, Latanya Melton, handling the business on the other side of the glass. If you do decide to call in, all you got to do is push one, that'll get you to her. If that don't get you to her, that'll get you to our intern, Michelle. Michelle will take your calls, handle the business for us as always, each and every broadcast of the TTLO radio show. If you want to email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Again, that's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Come on, y'all. Come on in. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. Follow us on Twitter. You can tweet the show at TTLO radio. That's right. You can tweet the show at TTLO radio. That's two T's, one L, one O. TTLO radio is where you can find us there. If you want to follow us on Instagram, that's right, we are on IG on Instagram. You can follow us there on Instagram. Same thing, TTLO Radio, two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio, facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Looking forward to hearing and seeing you all that way. And the live stream is up and running. That's right. The live stream is up and running. It's right here. The live stream is up and running. The problem. The live stream is up and running. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Don't forget, we are an iHeartRadio partner, which means you can download all of the TTLO Media Group shows. That means not only can you get the flagship show, the TTLO Radio Show, but you can also get all the other shows that are part of the TTLO Radio Group Network. That means you can get Healthy Soul Talk every Tuesday at 6 o'clock with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Every Tuesday with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. She's on hiatus right now. Everybody is, kind of, because of the whole COVID-19 situation. That's why you haven't seen any live shows, but she is still doing her job. She is still handling the business, doing all the things necessary to cover her clients as well as Healthy Soul Talk. But that's with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Real talk, real issues, and real solutions every Tuesday with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Then on Thursdays, also broadcasting right here from the TTLO Media Group Studios, is Grindology. That's right, Grindology with your girl. That's right, Lisette Herrington, every Thursday. So all of your branding, all of your marketing, all of your business needs, whether large or small, Grindology is the show for you every Thursday, excuse me, at 7 o'clock. Every Thursday at 7 o'clock is where we are, where we are at water. You can just, yep, just shoot that to me. Come on. Bless you. All right. So, yeah, you can definitely check us out there. And don't forget, too, also the satellite show, Kitchen Chronicles. Kitchen Chronicles every Tuesday with Pastor Harold D. Washington. Man, I'm so excited for him. He got some big things coming. It ain't my business to tell it, so y'all gonna see it all at the same time. It'll get announced to you. That's all I can tell you. But he got some major things going on, and I'm just grateful for him and his friendship and everything. I'm grateful for him. So some great things coming ahead for the TTLO Radio Group family and everything else. Turn it around. Yeah. You don't see it? Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm good over here, too. But I do see the numbers just went down from 12 to whatever, so I'm not sure. Is it good up there?
Not good.
No, up top. Is it still on? Oh, okay. So, yeah, man, I am just excited again to be here. So, look, how was everybody's Sunday? I was excited yesterday, man, to be able to bring the word. As I said yesterday in the pulpit, I never take it lightly, each and every opportunity. I made mention yesterday, I still get nervous when it's time for me to preach on Sunday. I never want to get to a point where I stand in God's pulpit and I don't have an air of reverence. I never want to step in God's pulpit with an air of arrogance, like an air of arrogance, meaning I know I got this, right? I don't want to stand like that. So I always take my excuse me, my opportunities. I can't talk. I always take my opportunities. I'm good, huh? Okay. I take my opportunities as they come because I'm grateful for them, man, each and every time. But, man, we had an awesome worship service yesterday. I enjoyed yesterday's service. I actually, you know, is it okay if I have fun in church? I had fun with yesterday's message. Let me say that. I had fun with yesterday's message. And I forgot to tease my associate producer, Jalen Melton, also my Sunday graphics guy on Sunday, because did you see he had put on the thing? I changed it when the live went up. But it said on the post, on the original post, you can see the edit. It said, making it to the next level. I saw it when he thought, I said, where did he get making it to the next level from? I'm like, did I? So first of all, I was going to yell at him. But I said, no, I ain't going to yell. I said, let me make sure I didn't send him making it, because I did send him a text message at like 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever. Mm-hmm. With the title, I think, whatever time it was. So it was late. But no, my text was correct. It didn't say moving. So.
Are you
going to
make it in?
Right. He took moving to make it. But anyway, man, we had an awesome time in service yesterday. Man, that thing preached itself. I was just there. We miss you too, Lisette, being in the studio. Look, whenever y'all ready, man, look. Y'all took off. We been open. Look, we essential. we essential. So you TPLO is essential. All of our stuff. Let's say, look, if I can turn the camera around, your banner right there, right, right, and it's still up. So
we ain't had to move it or nothing.
So, but we bless y'all. We bless y'all. Look, let me do this. I ain't spoke to the people in the chat box in a long time. So let me see if I can scroll up. I probably can't. Let me see. I can't get no scroll action over there. Let me come over. Y'all can't get no love today because ain't nobody trying to, yeah. Okay, wait, here we go. Okay, I got, now you know I'm going to say your name like it look on my screen. Nah, I got to pause. Sure. That's the way I we got some spaces in there. What's going on, Natasha? Velda Bruna, God bless you. From the 60644. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Andre Parker, Wilcox in the house, my Wilcox family in the house. What's funny? They tried to put that mess on us about their party. I know that wasn't us, though. Angela Johnson, I see you. God bless you. Let's see. Juanita Lewis, God bless you. I see you. Malia Stewart, you come on in. To God be the glory, Pitts. Huh? Come on in here. Fabian Edwards, man, marching band in the house. I see you, fam. Okay. Lissette Herndon, already mentioned her, the host of the Grindology show every Thursday at 7 o'clock. Rolandi Sanders, is that right? Yeah. Or that's right, Rolanda. Yeah, Rolanda Sanders. Sharon Jackson, what's up, family? What's up, family? Sharon Jackson, I see you. God bless you. Lisa Sheree or Sheree? Is it French? I don't see no, what's the little thing, accent? I don't see one. So, Yvette Quinones, God bless you. Lisa Tracy, what's going on? My conservative friend that wanted to pick a fight on my post with somebody else. God bless you. Takenia Jones, God bless you. Ashley Chantel, I see you. How are you? God bless you. Angela Johnson, God bless you. Oh, I already spoke to you. Who else we got? Oh, Fabian worked for American Airlines, too. That's right. I forgot. Yeah, me and Fabian go back to, man, to now, later than Skittles. we go all the way back. It's just a blessing, man, to be here. And I know there's a bunch of y'all on here earlier, and I can't see who was who because it dropped off before I started talking. So I'm so sorry if I missed anybody over here. But now I'm paused over here. Is everything good up there still? Okay. All right. Just checking. Remember that. Yeah, I did. Yeah. So anyway, man, I'm just always excited to be here. Man, we had a good time today, man. I preached a sermon yesterday entitled Moving to the Next Level. Moving to the Next Level. I used Revelations 4:1 as my scripture yesterday, and God bless you. Oh, okay, I see you. Okay, Krishanda Cole, God bless you. Did I speak to you earlier? Oh, no, didn't I? I thought I saw your name up there earlier. But God bless you. Krishanda Cole, y'all got the Cooking with the Prophet. Y'all have to check out Cooking with the Prophet. I run into people on Facebook just because they be doing stuff, and she got Cooking with the Prophet. Y'all need to check her out. I was telling Latanya, when we get our space, For Kitchen Chronicles, when we have our space for Kitchen Chronicles, we can have several cooking shows. So you can get ready, Prophetess, Cooking with the Prophet. She was cooking. She was doing some cooking on her show one time, and she was making some spaghetti. And I talked about it on the air before. She was using Prego, and all her people attacked me because I asked a question about the Prego goodness. But anyway, she's funny. It's hilarious. I just like watching her her cooking show. She got her own theme music that she sings before her show come on. So yeah. So anyway, when we get ready, when we get our kitchen space, we gonna let the folk know. My camera, everything working over here. Now everything froze over here. So it's up there. I don't understand. It is what it is. Okay, and you good over there, right?
I'm great.
Okay, so what in the words of Walter Hawkins? Whatever it is, it just ain't gonna let me play it on this side over here. I get one or the other. But anyway, man, so yes, I preached from Revelations 4:1 yesterday, man, and that thing blessed me. And it simply was, I was talking about being ready to move and being ready to move when God is ready for you to move, and not moving until God makes the way for you to move, right? And when you do move, how you can't carry everything with you, right? You can't bring baggage and all this other kind of stuff with you. So that thing got good to me yesterday, man. I was excited yesterday, man, and I left church full yesterday, man, because I truly believe at this time that we're in right now, with all of the stuff that's going on, that God is preparing each and every one of us to move to another level, to move to the next level. And when I say next, I don't mean down. That was extra from yesterday. Y'all didn't get that. When I say move to the next level, I don't mean down. Right. I'm talking about moving up. I'm talking about advancing. I'm talking about growing. So even now, while we sit in this time of being separated and not allowed to see our loved ones and everything, God is still prepping us. He's still preparing us. So I think that, man, as all of us should, we should be prepared for what he is about to do in us. All right, man, it's a lot it's so many things that I'm talking about. Okay, can we talk about for a moment John P. Key and who was it? Hezekiah Walker. Thank you. I forgot Hezekiah's name. Can we talk about John P. Key and Hezekiah Walker? Did y'all catch the battle, the gospel battle? I know people don't like the name. Get over it. First of all, some of y'all are real extra. Now, I know some people, and I saw Hezekiah say this, that people didn't like the term that they were using, battle. And Hezekiah said it was a chance for him to honor John P. Key. John P. Key got some, he got some stuff, man, that's just out there, but that's not really what I want to talk about. The music of those two artists is absolutely amazing. But can I talk about I don't feel as bad. You know, I get real frustrated when TTLO has sound problems. Y'all know me. Those of you who've been following the show for quite some time, I get really upset when we have sound issues. Y'all know me having that buffering stuff, and then that can't get that amp saying when we had those problems. And y'all know I be sitting over here, and I be trying to keep a cool face about it or whatever. And then I be thinking that, you know, my first thought is all my stuff raggedy and I need to get new stuff. That'd be my first thought, right? But I know that ain't the case. But then when I see two broadcasts in a row of multi-million dollar Grammy award winning, Tony Emmy award winning, gospel stellar, Grammy award winning artists and producers have the same issues that we be having, I don't feel as bad. Andrew said, when you chimed in, they were cool. Yeah, it depends on what time you got in. I got in right at the beginning. I got in. God bless you, Anita Cross. Still praying for you, sweetheart. I got in right at the beginning. And that they were having some major issues. And a lot of it is a lot of people don't know how to get and again, you know, they're doing this, but this is what I learned. If you go back and listen to the DJs, remember when was that DJ, was it D-Nice, that who it was, had 65, how many million people listening? 100, two, how many hundreds of thousands of people? 500,000 folks listening to his DJ. And the sound was boom. Right? Perfect. Sundance, our local girl here in Chicago, Sundance was kicking it, had, you know, thousands of people, right? Teddy Riley and Babyface. I see LA and Babyface. But Teddy Riley and Babyface, they had up to, I don't know how many thousands, right, before they fell off, because Teddy Riley couldn't get his stuff together, right? And then so yesterday we had John P. Key and Hezekiah Walker. Great music. But the music sounded like it wasn't a direct feed into the system. I know I'm not trying to get too technical with y'all, but there's a difference. Like right now, I can tell you right now, the way you all hear me now is not the way you normally hear me, right? Because even though I'm talking into this microphone right here, the sound that you hear is coming from the microphone up there because we're trying to avoid the choppy issues that we've been having, right? So that's how their sound sounds. Right. And you can do it with an iPhone and an iPad. That's what everybody's using. The problem is piping the sound from your mixer, this thing right here that y'all can't see, but piping the sound from the mixer into the iPad, which then gives you all the clear sound, right? So that's all. But man, I was grateful to watch it. I was grateful to watch it. Kemia says, "Good evening, friend. Keep me in your prayers on the passing of my son last year." Absolutely. That's we'll definitely keep you in our prayers, Sister Takemia Jones. God bless you. We definitely will. But yeah, you have to be answered. And the key thing is preparation. And it's a real simple thing to do. Pick up a phone and make some phone calls real quick to be ready, right? You can do all the things right, and then you watch this. You can do everything right and not have – we went a few weeks in a row not having any sound issues. And then the day we decided to do the gospel battle, we had all the sound issues in the world. Michael Henderson showed up. He showed up that Friday, that Friday night, and everything just went straight crazy. So, Krishana says, yes, the sound was terrible yesterday. I know. And what happens is it frustrates people and it takes away from the music, right? It takes away from the music. It is frustrating. It's very frustrating. It takes away from that great, great, great music. So, again, I still enjoy it. I'm glad everybody's doing it. I don't care who started it. I'm grateful that people are still doing it. It's people need to hear it. And then when you sit there and you listen, you start to remember songs that you had forgotten about, right? I saw people typing, man, people were typing stuff like, They've taken me back to my youth choir, when I was in the junior choir, when I was in this, when I was in that. So that music takes you back to a place when you were in junior choirs. And see, I'm 49. I'm a few days. What's the day? 27? 28? 27. 27, right? 27? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I am about I can't do no math. About eight days from 50. Yeah, I'm about 8 days from 50. So I remember being in the junior choir, hearing those songs. I remember hearing those amazing songs and wanting to sing and sound just like John P. Key, and wanting to sing and sound just like Hezekiah Walker. Now, I turned it off because I got frustrated listening. I was going in and out, trying to let it and listen to it. But I wondered if that Hezekiah got some songs that he redid from some other people. Because that's Lord Do It For Me by Hezekiah Walker. We played it yesterday, actually, when church was out. Because our new minister of music over here at Ebenezer, what's her name? I can't think of lady name.
You're supposed to be helping me.
What's the lady name? It starts with an F. Golly, I can't think of lady name. Well, that's terrible. Susan. It did start with an F. I was close. I had that part right. Susan, our new minister, she said, "I need you to get you a couple. I need you to give me a couple of songs, so I can get you ready." That's what she said. She needed me to get her a couple of songs so she could get me ready. I said, "Oh, okay." So all the songs I like I like the Fred Hammond joints. I told y'all that I love the Fred Hammond songs. Because Fred sings in the range Who knows what? Do I have any musical people on here who know keys? What key is Fred Hammond in? Y'all know. Because he stays right there. He don't do too much, right? He don't do too much. What key is the Fred Hammond joint team? You know, like the No Weapon song, the Give Me a Clean Heart song, the Blessed song. Wait a minute, you said, yes, you can do it. You can sing. No, I was just helping out, Sister, to God be glory. why are you shaking your head over there like that, though? Why? But you know what, though? My niece, Danielle, did text me and was like, you was on the right note. I was like, well, bless the Lord. Right? Because she be checking, but she will, like, send a message and be like, uh-uh. But, yeah, I need to know what key Fred is singing in. Because whatever key that is that Fred is in, I'm right around that area. I can go a little bit higher. I can definitely go lower. But I'm right up in that fair area. Marissa said, you can sing. Y'all trying to see. See, you can't really blow my head up, though. See, I ain't that dude, but thank you. See, because you know how you have some preachers. I know I'm going to get in trouble. Y'all know my former pastor, Ray Williams, couldn't carry a note if you put them all in the bucket and sealed it. He couldn't sing a lick. But he would try to sing, right? He would try to sing a song. And the folk in the church, ooh, come on, sing, Pastor. You know you can sing. See, that ain't gonna ever egg me on. Y'all. I know where my limitations are. I know that I can, you know, if somebody set me on the right path, I can get there and stay there. But see, I can still try to talk about beautiful tone. maybe the song was but see, here's the deal. I was singing yesterday, but I was singing right underneath Ira yesterday. The young man y'all saw singing yesterday in our praise and worship that did our music for us yesterday, Ira is our drummer, real talk. I want y'all to know that real quick. He's our drummer. He's the church, I don't like the term drummer. He's the church percussionist. Let me give people their proper credit. He's the church percussionist. And you laughing real hard over there. Why? Why are you tickled, though? Since my title gets tongue all tore up every kind of way, I can at least give people their proper stuff. Coming to the stage. Next coming up to the stage. From the last episode, that's my mom. Put your hands together. You know what? I'm going to have that loaded. I'm like, Jason, push the button. Put your hands together now. I can't. I'm going to get me a vocal coach, though. I ain't playing. Y'all think I'm joking. I'm a fan. What? I didn't even say all that, though. See, why you got to bring it up, though? You got to bring it back up. Stop living in the past. That was last week Friday. I don't even remember. Let that go.
If I was there, I ain't have to
forgive. I said let it go. I just preached it yesterday. Hoorah! Huh. Let go and let God.
Let go.
But can we hear you saying? No! Are you... right, when we get...
Let me get in here.
Your mic right there. What you got to do? All you got to do is turn that stuff up right there. Talk about, can we hear you sing? Stop saying. Nah, I'm good though. You know what though? I'm gonna get. If I get Christina and if I get Christina, I need another soprano though, because see, Christina be singing lead. But if I get Christina over here, because she can step in from Sharice's spot, and I get Danielle over here, I'm good. We don't flow, but you got to have some. I got to have I got to have a strong soprano over here and a strong alto over here so they can turn and sing in the air, and my ears be like, that's the wrong note. Like, oh, okay, yeah. Anyway, y'all, I just wanted to share that with y'all. I did. It was good. We had a good time yesterday in service. How was y'all's worship service yesterday? Who did you all virtual? You know what I want to do on starting next week, since we're going to be locked down for 12 more weeks. I would love for you all to tell me, and I need you to do it via Facebook because I want to give those churches some love. Right? I want to give those churches some love. If you could copy and paste, I know that's difficult for some of y'all on y'all phones. It's a little difficult. It's not, because if you go to the page, there is a button that says copy the link. There's a button that says copy link. It's on those three dots or the three lines, depending on what kind of phone you have. But you can copy the link to your church's page. Whatever churches you virtually worshiped with yesterday, I would love to know who those were, man. And where, so how many of y'all, you know, what was your virtual worship with yesterday? Who did you virtually worship with yesterday, man? Because it was just a great time, man. I'm telling y'all, this season we're in, we should take advantage of all of this, man. This is a learning opportunity for everybody. And so who did you virtually worship with, man? I would love to find out, man. I would love to get, I'm hoping this, I've made a lot of acquaintances. I don't want to say friends, but I've made a lot of acquaintances in the pastors' groups that we're in for the social media training and helping people with their live broadcasts and things like that. I've had some great conversations with a lot of ministers. So we don't end up being booked a lot. We're going to be crowded in here on some days coming up once this is over. Because I want to know what I want to hear everybody's experience. I feel like I want to do and I'm going to get Brandon Campbell to co-host with me. I feel like I want to do a round table discussion, and we may end up even have to move it out. We may end up taking it and putting it in. We can do it with the multiple angles with Twitcher and take it and put it out in the red room and set it up in there and do some things. So it's just a blessing, man. God bless you, Daniel Jones, man. You know, even guys like my brother Daniel, I know this. He's being stretched. You know, he's being stretched right now. Doing what he's doing because he pretty much has to do a social media ministry, you know, I don't want to say all by himself, but he's pretty much, you know, pushing that thing over at First Baptist Congregational, of course, under the leadership of George Daniels, Pastor George Daniels. But, man, just even a situation like that, I'm going to love to sit down and have a panel with these guys when this is all over. And it may be a one- or two-part deal. But all the ministers from our COVID-19 group, D. Brandon Campbell and others, to have them just come in, man, and so we can do so we can decompress, right? So we can breathe, right? So we can do it like I talked about last week. So we can give that sigh of relief. It's just the time, man. So I'm grateful for all of the relationships that I've been able to build. Throughout this process, man, it's been nothing but a great, great experience, and I'm glad for the people that I've been able to help through the process, man. The churches that I helped that didn't have anything, I'm just grateful for them. And let me tell y'all something about my brother, Michael Henderson. If y'all didn't get a chance, when y'all get a chance, go to the Second Baptist Church of LaGrange Facebook page. When y'all get a chance. Go to the Second Baptist Church of LaGrange. Matter of fact, I'm gonna put it in here for y'all. Go to the Second Baptist Church of LaGrange Facebook page. I'm gonna tell y'all something right now. I got a lot of preacher friends that can preach. I mean, they can preach and teach, right? I got a lot of y'all, and some of them are on here now that can preach. Mike, Danny Jones is young. But that young boy can preach, and I when I say young boy, that is not in disrespect. But he can preach. He preached over here. I had him over here preach for me at Ebenezer, those folks still wasn't right. So it took a couple of weeks to recover from when he came over here. But I'm just grateful for him. But man, I got some friends that can just flat out preach. Let me tell y'all something right now. Doctor, and I say doctor because he got to earn. Look, we don't play no games because we earned him. But Dr. Michael Bernard Henderson of the Second Baptist Church of LaGrange. let me get the copy of his link for y'all. This here man can preach. I know y'all see him in here joking. Y'all see him in here being funny with me and laughing and carrying on. But I promise to God that Negro can preach. Look here. And he preached and got happy and preached. Matter of fact, you can go to the TTLO page. If you don't want to go there, but go to his page. But I want y'all to go to his page because I need y'all to support his page. But that Negro preached out his soul in a row with him and his cameraman. That was it. He preached out his soul. I promise you he did. Huh? I promise you he did. That Negro, look here. I need y'all to get it. I'm gonna copy this in here and y'all can go back and grab it later. I'm gonna drop this in here real quick. But he preached out his, look here, out his soul yesterday. When y'all get a chance. I don't know if that's come through or did come through as a link. That's the link right there for Second Baptist Church LaGrange. Look here. I caught the end and I was so disappointed I never caught. Well, you can go back and watch it again, Andrew. It's still there. It's still there. You can catch it on our page. It's on the TTLO page because I share all of the TTLO folks. And I got to start remembering to get, and you do it to remind me just when, because we get out. We're out by the, because they don't start at 12:30. So we can start making sure we forward the Harold Washington link onto the TTLO page too. I want to make sure all our people get represented. Representative, so because I ain't trying, we don't have to hoard no ministry. This time has shown us that there's room for everybody, right? We've learned that this time has shown us there's room for everybody to step out in this thing, man. And you can learn so much. But Michael Henderson, and I ain't saying it because he's my friend, I listen to people preach all the time. He just one of them old school Baptist people. He ain't finna talk in no tongues. He ain't finna do none of that. He just don't preach you. He's a Baptist preacher, and he just don't preach you. Huh? You gonna look here. He gonna preach you, and your soul gonna get happy. Let me tell y'all something. Look, I don't want to give y'all too much information, but I had the phone in the bathroom with me yesterday because I have my music playing. So I was doing my little shaves and stuff, and I had Michael preaching in the background, and I had to cut it off because y'all would, all this would have been gone. Right, y'all have been asking that question, where your stash? Because my whole mustache would have been gone. God bless you. What's up, Purple Rose? So I had to cut him off until I got through. But even at the end, he was a blessing, man. So y'all check that out, man. Second Baptist Church of LaGrange. Check out, of course, Faith Works and Vision International. With Pastor Harold D. Washington, who's not here tonight. I told y'all, I can't tell this business, but he got some good stuff about to happen. But he's not here tonight. He's handling some stuff. He's not gone. He just ain't here. He got to handle his business. But I'm grateful for him. He can definitely preach over there. Angela Johnson, of course, is still at Greater Works, Greater Love, Greater Works, Greater Love. International, I think that's what it is. I might have got that word, got that right. But she's there, and her and Pastor Rob are still doing their thing. Did you see him really drop the mic? I know, right? but look here, I'm just telling you, man. All these guys are blessed, and then of course, Pastor, I'm sorry, Lissette is with and is over at Greater Love, Greater Works, and then Dr. Thomas, I believe, goes to John Hammond's church. And I hate to say John Hammond's church. Is that New Life? In the name of John Hammond's church, New Life? Right? I don't like calling churches by the pastor's church's name. I just don't. I think that's what it is. But she's a member there, so I celebrate, man, those people. But look, I just like good preaching. Good preaching. And it's a great thing, man. And my mentor, Dr. Gerald M. Duke, and watch this now. The people that you hear me use the term doctor for, they earned it. So it ain't that I disrespect nobody else because I don't know nothing about you, but I know the people that struggled. I know how long Dr. Dew was hustling to get his stuff done. I know how long because me and Michael was in school at the exact same time. So we helped each other out all the time throughout our process going over writing styles and formats and all that stuff. So I know his stuff is earned. New Life Covenant Southeast. Oh, is that what it is? Thank you. New Life, but he got more than one, right? For New Life Covenant Southeast. But John Hanna is there. That's where Dr. Thomas goes. So that's definitely a blessing. I just love it, man. I do. I give respect to those people. Canaan Community Church with Pastor Jonathan Brooks, Pastor Jay. Okay, catch him on Zoom and Facebook Live. Okay, yeah, thank you. I don't think I've ever heard. I think I did get Pastor Brooks speak once. Anita, I think I did. I may have. I can't put a finger on it right now because it would have only been one time. But I celebrate, appreciate. Then of course the one, Dr. Charlie Dates. Now, I don't know. I just trust his doctor because I hear the brother talk, and you know he's just an amazing orator over at Progressive right over here on Pershing. Amazing. And this, you know what I like about these preachers, the ones that I mentioned, they're not puffed up, right? I don't get a sign of arrogance from them. I could be wrong, and they could be the most arrogant people in the world, but I have never gotten a sign of arrogance from them. And I love the fact that they are as humble as they are. And I always go back to my story I shared. A lot of preachers, pastors, they're real careful about who they have around them, especially young guys, right? Because they're real careful. I love the fact that Dr. Dew, as a young preacher, and I mean my first year preaching, wanted me to come sit at the table next to him. I love the fact that my former pastor, Ray Williams, pulled me into those meetings with those pastors when a lot of times, you as an associate, you got shooed out the room. You got sent to another room somewhere else because you were just an associate. You weren't a pastor. You didn't get to hear all the stuff. But he would be like, come sit right here. Come sit right here. And I am so appreciative for that. And that's kind of why this article stuck out for me tonight because I think I've seen so much in my short time of preaching, in my short time of ministering. I've seen and learned so much from all of these individuals, the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? I've seen what they went through. I've seen heartaches. I've seen disappointments. I've seen mistakes made, right? And I've seen mistakes made, and they recovered, and I've seen mistakes made where it took a little longer to recover. But I'm grateful for all of those things that they were transparent enough to allow me this little, I ain't old, but I am old. But I keep telling people all the time, I'm 49 years of age, but I'm still a young preacher because I've only been preaching 10 years. It'll be my my 10 year preaching anniversary is coming up, or my 10 year licensing is coming up. So, 10 years preaching. I should say 10 years licensing. Yeah, it is. It'll be 10 years licensing because of that. My first sermon, I got my, yeah. Anyway, it's coming up. It's coming up. So, I've only been ordained now going on 5, I was going on 6 years. We don't want to talk about all that. But, yeah. So, man, look, anyway, I'm just excited as always, man, to talk about some stuff. So, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to jump into our conversation for today, pastoring a small church is not a penalty, it's a specialty, right? All right, so I don't know who y'all thought won the battle last night. I didn't see any results. I mean, I guess there's no real way to tell. I know most people Hezekiah Walker is just, Hezekiah Walker got some joints, but John P. Key just got some, he just got some stuff, man. So anyway, I'm going to hit y'all with this one right here, this John P. Key. This is one of his newest, most recent joints, I Made It Out. Yeah, because we all been somewhere, and we're thankful that we made it out. Be right back, y'all. I'm going to take about I'm going to give y'all about a minute and a half of this, and then I'm out of here. We're going to come back, and we're going to do today's article. Be right back, y'all. TTLO.
And this song is for those that know without a doubt in their mind. God has rescued you from something. Don't tell your business, but look at somebody and tell them, I made it out all right.
This is what the writer says. And y'all, I want y'all to get this, man, because this I love this because I love the concept. He says this. He says, for years I bucked the idea, bucked against the idea that I'm a small church pastor. He said, instead of seeing it as my calling, my heart and my passion, I treat it like it was my penalty for not having the skills to be a big church pastor. Woo! My God. He said, so I consumed every church growth book and devoured all the 10 reasons your church isn't getting bigger list like they were a prescription for a disease. Wow. He says that if the prescription was to grow your church, the disease must be that the church was small, or so I thought. He goes on to say, but the antidote didn't cure anything because small churches are not a sickness to overcome. That's going to help somebody before I get off here. Look, do me a favor. Y'all know what y'all ought to do? I know y'all probably want to do it because y'all want y'all pastor to know y'all be doing stuff. But y'all should tag y'all's pastor in this live. For those of you watching, for those of you who are listening to Blog Talk Radio, if you got your pastor phone number, text them and text them the phone number for the TTLO radio show, 323-870-4375. Go on and text, or just text them the link. Either way, y'all text them because I would love to know some thought process, but watch this. He says, the antidotes didn't cure anything because small churches are not a sickness to overcome, a problem to fix, or a theological error to correct. Being a small church pastor isn't my penalty for something I've done or am doing wrong. It's my specialty. It's my niche. I like this. He says, and since embracing it, it's becoming an area of great joy and passion, even expertise. I want to pause for a moment because there are a lot of people, speak, I don't like the term speaking of the devil, but there's my brother D. Brandon Campbell. Should have had him in here tonight. Hey man, we got to hook up. I want to do something big for the preachers and the pastors that you've been working with and we've been helping in our group. But I'll talk to you offline because y'all, I'm easily distracted and I'll start talking about that now. So y'all know I got that AD, all that, whatever it is, right? All them letters. But I need to holler at you because I want to do something big in this space in India. Yeah. So and I want you to co-host it with me, man. So we'll talk. All right. So here's the deal. He says, being a small church pastor isn't my penalty for something I've done or am doing wrong. He says, it's my specialty or it's my niche. He says, and since embracing it, it's becoming an area of great joy and even expertise. This is the first thing he says. He says, lean in to your ministry calling. Lean in to your ministry calling. The writer says this. He says, imagine if you went to medical school with the idea of being the world's greatest surgeon, but instead of having the manual dexterity for surgery, you had a surprisingly ability to diagnose diseases others missed. He says, but you still wanted to be a surgeon. So instead of going into residency to become a great diagnostician, you went back to whatever school you have that would have you as you try in vain to become a better surgeon. Determined not to give up, you become stubborn. Instead of helping to spare people from years of pain and sickness by correctly identifying diseases other doctors misdiagnosed, you kept fighting a losing battle to become a surgeon. You didn't want to settle for becoming a great diagnostician, so you overcame your weakness and became a mediocre surgeon. That's going to help somebody. What is the writer saying? He's saying, it's okay that you pastor a small church. It's okay that you only got 75 or 80 members. Do what you do well with 75 or 80. Right? We don't need any more large churches with 500 people in it and none of them are being fed. Huh? It's okay. And my brother Brandon Campbell can can attest to this. That because he's been there, done that, got a t-shirt. Right? Wrote an amazing book about it. Right? Brother Brandon, put your link for your book in here. I know you got a bunch of books, but put your link for your book in there for me because I ain't got time to be trying to find it. So put it in there. But he wrote an amazing book about that, right? Come on, Andrew, that's right. Do what you do as unto God. And so it's no different. And see, this is where people had a problem. This is why so many people were struggling with this online church process, right? Because, see, they didn't understand how to preach to an empty room. Because, see, in their minds, their sermons that they wrote were built for 500. In their minds, what they wrote and what they put out, Brandon, put your link in here. I think you popped off. I don't know if you heard me. Put your link in. Put your link for your book in the feed, please. Thank you. They feel like their sermons were made for thousands, right? They feel like there's some, you know, they don't want to preach to an empty room, right? They don't want to preach to 65 or 70 people or 100 people. So how you think they feel about preaching to some empty pews? And I don't mean no harm because I'm not about beating up pastors and preachers, but that's why some of them don't want to preach from their church. That's why some of them are sitting home on their couches. Because they're intimidated by the empty pews. I'm grateful. Look here, I can say what I want about wherever I've been and issues I've had at my former church. I'm grateful for Kingdom Baptist Church as a training ground. Look, I'm grateful for flaky church members. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. I feel all right now. I'm grateful for flaky church members. You know what I mean by flaky? You know, the ones that come when they feel like it, give when they feel like it, say amen when they feel like it, and shout when they feel like it. I'm grateful for them because, see, they let me know real quick that I wasn't preaching for them. They let me know with the quickness that the word that I was given wasn't for them. I was preaching as though I was doing it to God. Because, see, if you start preaching looking for sister girl in the front row to give you an amen with her arms folded, you in for a sad story. So this whole online and virtual church service, where, like, over here at Ebenezer, when we have eight people in the building, I'm sorry, eight people on the main floor, right? You know, when we got our people here, that don't bother me in the slightest. Because the way I practice is practicing at an empty church. I preach to empty pews all the time. That's how I learned. Look, that's how I got my timing. That's how I work on my craft. That's the only way I could do it. So this is nothing for me. And for those of you know, doing the radio show prior to my producer being in the studio, you know, and before I got some co-hosts here and there, I sat here and talked to a microphone and a camera. So preaching on Sunday morning, look here, that I don't care. And y'all know me, it could be 50 of y'all on this live feed, because, you know, the live is an extra piece, right? Live is extra. Our concern is Blog Talk Radio and the listeners there and all those people listening via the website right now. That is, live is great, right? Right? So whether it's 50 of y'all in here or three, I'm still going. We don't show up regardless, whether it's a holiday. People are like, well, you know that on the 4th of July, people not at home, so they ain't going to be listening to that. I'm doing the show anyway. Why? Because I'm doing it as though I'm doing it unto God. Or like I said yesterday, in season and out of season. Let's keep going, y'all. Again, we're talking about pastoring the small church is not a penalty. It's a specialty. The writer goes on to say this. He says, mediocre at big or great at small. Woo! You drop that one title in there. Mediocre at big or great at small. Think about that again. Mediocre at big or great at small. He says, we don't need more pastors trying to become something that they're not. We need dedicated, passionate ministers who are using the gifts they've been given, even if those gifts lead them to different places than they expected to go. Wow. He says, it's not giving up or settling for less to recognize that you're called to be a small church pastor as long as you do it with all the skill and passion you have. I would love to, and I know I got some preachers listening and watching right now. Some of y'all had what you thought God was going to have you doing. Some of y'all had ideas of what you wanted to do when you started preaching, and then God showed you something different, right? And Brandon, I'm picking on you. Well, I'm not picking on you, but I keep calling your name because I see you in here. I'm sure when he formed his church, all types of ideas of what he wanted to do and what he wanted to jump and do was popping in his head because he's full of knowledge and ideas, right? So I'm sure those look here, them brain stems and synapses and start flying off, and he was getting ready, and God said, oh, I got something else for you though. Because see, truth be told, Brandon, I'm gonna act like I'm preaching to him, even though he don't need me to preach to him. Truth be told, if you probably were still doing what you were doing at your church, you probably couldn't be helping hundreds of pastors right now. If you had to do what you were doing at your church, if your church was still open and you were still struggling and still trying to do things just to get the doors open, still trying to get, still trying to make ends meet, still trying to keep the lights on, still, come on now. He said, but God shifted it. Yeah. He still used you, look at it, for a season just like this. And I'm going to help somebody right now. You don't have to have a church to be a pastor. Uh-oh. I just said that, and I ain't finna fight with nobody. Anita says the phone number, please. Oh, 323-8. We got it. It'll be in there in a minute. The writer goes on to say this. He says, we need to see small church pastoring as a specialty to embrace, not a penalty to endure. When we do, everything changes. He says, when we stop wasting so much time and energy trying to be something we're not, we can discover what it means to be great at what we're called to do. Can I pause right there? Too many of us, and I'm not beating up preachers and pastors, but too many of us are trying to be like somebody else. We can't be like John Hanna. John Hanna is gifted. Whatever gifting God has given John Hanna for his ministry, that's John Hanna's ministry. I'm sorry, that's the ministry that God gave him. I ain't gonna say it's his ministry. That's the ministry that God has put him over. God ain't gonna put you over, because look, everybody's not built for that. We don't know the tension and the struggle that comes behind having such a ministry. You wanna have 1,000 people at your church, but you can't, watch this, you can't do outreach to the 50 you got, but you want 1,000 member church. You want 25 deacons on the front row. You want 100 piece choir, but you can't get the 9 choir members you got to show up every Sunday. Come on now. I don't mean to be harsh, but I'm just speaking facts. It takes a lot, man. It takes a lot, and it's an arduous task. I like this word, arduous. Say what? Really? That was your answer? I believe it's A-R-D-O-U-S, I believe is what it is. A-R-D-U-O-U-S. Yeah. A-R-D-U-O-U-S. Arduous. I think I got it right. A-R-D-U-O-U-S. Arduous.
Okay.
Look, don't be trying to look. Don't come for mine is earned. Don't come for me. Don't be. I know, right? Look, right. Anyway, man. Look. So again, I say this all the time. For anybody that's an assistant pastor, or an assistant, or an associate minister right now, or you're working under a pastor, there's an amazing book. I should know the author's name by heart, because I've read it once, and I probably need to read it again. But there's this amazing book for preachers that I was told to get early on, and it's entitled Riding in the Second Chariot. It's an amazing book for associate or assistant pastors and ministers. It is an amazing, I promise you it is. It's an amazing book. It is, if y'all go look it up on Amazon, it ain't cheap. Because I paid, I don't even know why it costs this much now. Good Lord. Why does this thing say
$207? It must be
art. I think it is. But it is an amazing book. It's by Reverend K. Edward Copeland. But it's literally called Riding in The Second Cherry. It's an amazing book. It will bless your heart. And for a preacher, you know, because it's easy for us to say, well, I would have did this, and I would have did that, and if I was pastoring, I would do this, and I would do that. Nah. It's easy to say what you would do from the second chair until you got to sit in the big chair, right? And that's in any job. Because it's easy if you're working at a job and you're sitting there, well, if I was the manager, I would do this and I would do that. Yeah, but you're forgetting all those other responsibilities. Right? So, again, a great book, Riding in the Second Chariot. Check it out when you get a chance. It's on Amazon, but see if you can find it somewhere cheaper, because that's a little ridiculous. I did pay $110 for mine, though. And I had to buy the real one because it wasn't on, and it still ain't on Kindle. It still ain't on the kingdom, but it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Watch this. The writer goes on to say, again, we're talking about pastoring a small church is not a penalty; it's a specialty. He goes on to say this. He says, "You're not a small church pastor because you're a lousy big church pastor. You're a small church pastor because if you embrace it, you can be great at it." Think about that for a moment. If you embrace it, you can be great at it, right? Can I use a sport as an analogy for a second? I played football for a while. I played football in high school, and then I called myself trying to have a pro moment. And so I played semi-pro football for a local Chicago team, the Chicago Chargers, right? I played football for them. And I played the cornerback position. And in that, bless you, sir, in that position, the cornerback, his job is to stop the wide receiver from catching the ball, right? To stop the wide receiver from catching the ball. That's the job of the cornerback. That's his main job, to stop the person on the other side from catching the ball. I'm trying to help you with something. But when I was in high school, I wanted to be a wide receiver, right? I wanted to be a wide receiver because I was fast, and I felt like couldn't nobody catch me, and I could catch any and everything that they threw at me. But here was the problem. I didn't like to get hit. You're right. I played football and I didn't get hit. I didn't like to get hit. So in playing football, that's a problem. How you gonna play football if you don't want to get hit? So when I got older and tried and played semi-pro football, I changed positions to defensive back because, for one, my idol, the greatest athlete on the planet, Deion Sanders, my idol played defensive back or cornerback. I wanted to play it too. Long story short, here's the deal. I was better at corner than I was at wide receiver, because I had the mentality for a corner, not the mentality for a wide receiver. You see what I'm saying? So this is the deal. Some of you all don't have the mentality to be a large church pastor. Because, see, some of y'all will get a large church and the ego might take over. Help me now. Your ego might get in the way. There may be something that steps out and now all of a sudden you think the church is growing because of you. So, see, we have to be careful when we talk about, I don't want to be a storefront pastor. I don't even like the term storefront church. I really don't, because I don't like the description anymore. Because when you hear storefront, it has such a negative connotation to it. We tend to frown up when we hear storefront. And yeah, some people believe that they're supposed to be in a storefront. My ministry is too big for a storefront. I'm not going to no storefront. I'm not gonna be in no on no side street blah blah blah. You know, because they have that mentality. And guess what? They ain't gonna never have nothing. I love there's a Facebook post. I wish we had our stuff up tonight. There's a Facebook meme that says, if you won't preach here, How do you expect to preach here? And it literally shows a small church that holds about 50 seats, and then it shows a mega church. But if you can't preach to 50, why would God let you get 5,000? That's why I appreciate wholeheartedly, I appreciate the struggles that I've seen churches go through, at even at my former church, Kingdom Baptist Church, a previous church, New Life Baptist Church. I learned so much from its planting to its failure. And those of us who were at New Life, we took that personally when that church failed, because we all took ownership in it, right? And honestly, had I not been running from my call then, who knows what could have happened? I wasn't ready to leave no church. I'm just saying. But we took the failure of New Life Baptist Church of Greater Chicago. We took that personally because we invested heavily in its success. But it was going to be. We moved out of a community center in River Forest, Illinois, to a storefront on 83rd and Ashland, or the 85th and Ashland, way out there. You live far, far away. We moved to 85th and Ashland, and it was a storefront. But you know what? I promise you, you didn't know it was a storefront when you got in there, because we had some church. We had some church up in New Life. Look, because I took personal ownership, because I said when we move, I already knew. I had been writing it out. I had been talking with my late mentor, Lovey McCurdy, and Rob said, "Look, man, I'm getting all the sound, all of the music." I said, "When we get to church, the sound and the music and the instruments will be there." And I promise you, when we had our first service, we didn't want for nothing. When we moved in, we had brand new sound system, brand new drums, brand new keyboard. We were ready because we took ownership personally. So it doesn't matter how big or small your church is. Because truth be told, some of y'all got some big old buildings that y'all don't know what to do with. Some of y'all got some big old churches that y'all don't know what to do with. And pride won't, and watch this, and pride won't let you move. I'm going to say that again. Pride won't let you move. Pride won't let you, watch this, pride won't let you go back and reset. Some of y'all need to reset. Some of you all need to reevaluate where you are right now. Watch this. And this is where ego gets in the way. Some might even be pastoring right now and just holding on check to check every week. And maybe pastoring might not be what you need to be doing in this season or in this next season. Maybe you need to be sitting somewhere and being under somebody. Watch this. And then be used there. Whatever gifts you're using, watch this, to try to hold on. I feel like I'm talking to somebody. Whatever gifts you're using right now to try to hold on to that ministry, to hold on to that handful of people, to hold on to it, you could be somewhere else in a ministry that could use your gifts. Maybe you don't need to be preaching every Sunday. Come on now, I'm gonna help somebody. Maybe you don't need to have the weight of a pastorate on your back. Maybe you don't need the weight of that right now. Maybe you need to have that heart-to-heart conversation with your members and say, you know what? I found us some place to go. Look, we're gonna go on hiatus for a while. Why do I feel like because here's the deal. Again, if God told you to keep pushing your church and keep your church open, then you do just that. You don't pay Dana no attention. You don't pay Dana no attention. But if you know for a fact that you are still struggling and still pushing and there is no fruit. Maybe it's time for you to come back and do a reevaluation and just come and be a part of a ministry. Come be a part of a ministry. And there is no shame in that. I wish Brandon was still on here. There is no shame in that. Brandon, watch this. D. Brandon Campbell is helping more people now than he ever did in the time he was pastoring the church. Watch this. Fred and Marcy Wilson. Fred Wilson pastored for 20 plus years, him and Marcy. They had that church for 20 years. They are doing more now, and they did a lot. They are doing either just as much or more now, not pastoring the church. Sometimes you ought to thank God for him removing some stuff out of your life. I said this on the air a couple of times, and I said this to my producer a couple of times. I've said this to friends a couple of times. As disappointed as I was for not getting the pastorate position at Kingdom a few years ago, as disappointed as I was for not getting the pastorate position here at Ebenezer, if any of those things had taken place, there would be no TTLO media group. And the TTLO radio show would be struggling. And you know why it would be struggling? Because I'm just going back, like I'm being a Monday morning quarterback. I'm just going back looking at all the issues and all of the drama and all of the problems that have happened and that have occurred in that time span in between the two areas. And I would be this patch of gray that y'all see right here would exceed. Y'all would be saying this beginning to look a lot like Christmas. this would be white. I ain't got no hair to fall out because I didn't cut it all off. But I'm just telling you the stress from it and everything else, you couldn't have anything. So I'm thankful for God's not yet. I don't even classify it as a no. I'm thankful for his not yet. Because whatever it is, whatever plan it is he has for me, whatever it is he has going forward, and even for you who's still trying to hold on to something else, whatever plan, let God lead you. Let him lead you. Let him push you into the areas of the new areas of your life. Let him move you. Don't try to hold on to something. Watch this. Oh God, I said this yesterday. Don't get comfortable where you at. Look, don't get comfortable where you at. Don't start confusing where you are for the promised land. Come on, man. Don't start confusing the two. All right. The writer closed out with this. He says, I read this part. He says, you're a small church pastor because if you embrace it, you can be great at it. It's all about attitude. He says, don't see it as a penalty. Make it your specialty. Oh, that's beautiful. Don't see it as a penalty. Make it your specialty. Can I give you another example? There are, if I use football, for example, everybody knows the glamour positions, you know, the guys that make all the money. But there's a group of people called special teams players. They play on special teams. And those are the people that are out there for the kickoff. So when the kicker kicks off at the beginning, all those players you see on the field, those are special teams players. When he punts the ball to the other team, those are special teams players. You know why? Because their specialty is that one thing that they do. Y'all know I'm not a bad fan. But Devin Hester was a bad boy. Y'all remember Devin Hester? That boy had them locks. And every time they kicked the ball to him, you just knew he was gonna run it back. He was gonna run it back the other way. Y'all remember Devin Hester? That was his specialty. He was a kickoff return, punt return specialist. Now, he wanted to be a great wide receiver. He wanted to be a great defensive back. But what he was great at was returning that football. You got to find where you're great at. Maybe you're great at organizing. Maybe you're better, watch this, maybe you're more of an executive pastor than you are a senior pastor. Uh-oh. Maybe you're more of an executive pastor than you are a senior. What do you mean by executive pastor? Executive pastor, you see, in white churches, y'all, let me help y'all, at our Anglican brothers. At the other churches, they have executive pastors. Those executive pastors are over the business of the church. Right? So they handle all of the executive pastor is almost the equivalent of the chairman of the trustee board in some cases. Right? Maybe some of you all, maybe you're a great teacher. Maybe you don't need to be a senior pastor. Maybe you would be a great preacher to handle the men's ministry at a church that doesn't have a men's ministry. And maybe the reason they don't have a men's ministry at their church is because you still sitting somewhere trying to pastor five people. Maybe the reason that you still trying to have a women's ministry at your church with four people and everybody else you invite comes from somewhere else, maybe you need to come to another church where they already have women and bring your gifts, and then you work with that pastor and start a women's ministry there that doesn't have one, that's dying for one. Well, I feel like I need to open the door of the church. I mean, maybe you ought to come and do that. And then you watch this. Maybe you ought to come and do that, and then allow God to reset you and retool you, and then relaunch you. Oh God, huh? Reset? Oh God! Write that down. That's gonna come up in some sermon at some point. Reset, retool, and relaunch. That's good. That's good. That'll preach right there. Reset, retool, and relaunch. Because see, some of y'all, look, y'all come, work somewhere, get that's your reset. And then while you're working, you start learning some stuff. You start saying, hey, you know what, I don't need to do all this. I don't need to do all that anymore. That's your reset. And then you know what, I'm really good at this. I am so much better at this without the constraints of all of this. Reset. Retool, relaunch. I need a t-shirt. Tony, you got that? You got that? Reset, retool. Reset, retool. I think we got that in the budget. We all right. Reset, retool, relaunch. Some of you all have had to do that. And maybe that's what you ought to be doing, because I don't believe every church that closed right now is going to reopen. And some of you all, watch this. What time is it? I got 7 minutes, and I'm shutting it down because I got to go to the stove. I got 7 minutes. I'm trying to get this 90-minute deal. I got 7 minutes. Watch this. Some of you all who have been I'm going to say it again. Reset, retool, relaunch. Some of you all probably have had the biggest sigh of relief because of your current situation. Some of you all probably feel like a weight has been lifted off your shoulders because of the break that you're on right now. Let me help you. That's God telling you that it's time. That's God giving you a chance to reset. Reset means go somewhere. Look, you're still gifted. You can still be a powerful preacher and sit under somebody. You can still be a powerful teacher and sit under somebody. You can be a great, you can have the best organizational skills in the world and still sit under somebody. You don't have to have the title of senior pastor to still watch this to be useful to the kingdom. Because once we get to the other side, all that title stuff ain't gonna matter no way. Reset, retool, relaunch. If you watch this, you could be a praise and worship leader. Staying at a church staying at a church out of loyalty. See, we need to stop staying at a church. Watch this. Oh God, help me. Oh, help me now. Look, I know what it's like to stay at a place out of loyalty. When God told me to leave a long time ago, or when He allowed me to leave and I went back. I know what it's like to stay at a place out of loyalty. Stop staying at places out of loyalty. If we made friends at church, if we became friends at church, if we real friends, if God moves me somewhere else, we ought to still be friends. Huh? Reset, retool, relaunch. That's going to be my post for tonight. Reset, retool, relaunch. That's where we got to get to. That's where we got to get ready to move to. We can't stay where we are. All right, because I could really go somewhere else with this, but I'm good. It's amazing how when you step out, I tell you, I meant to send you this earlier too, and I didn't. You know how my Facebook memory things come up on your thing? So you know all of my quotes and stuff that I send you, and you create all of my art stuff for me and put it up for me, or you send it to me and I put it up, whatever. Here's the thing. So I wonder, can I still access my memory? I need to click on somebody else's so I can click on mine. But Facebook pops up the memories, right? And anytime you start to have questions or you have issues or you start thinking about stuff, God has a way of bringing things back to your memory. And some stuff I forget about, I forget I said it, I forget where it was. And that's one of the wonderful things about Facebook. So I'm trying to find it. God gave me this amazing thing, and it popped up today. And I was going to reach out. I was going to send it to you so you could read, you could do your art. I don't think you ever even put this one in a. I don't even think you put this one in a thing before. I don't think you did, because it's old. Let me find it. It says. Okay. I don't know where it's at.
I thought I had it. I can't find it.
Oh, here it is right here. See, I can't, but you know, I need the day. I think it was from 2010. That's way back. But this is what I said. I said, if you knew and believed how much God loves you, you cease to be afraid and begin to declare the outcome. Your victory is already accomplished. If you knew and believed how much God loves you, you'd cease to be afraid. Come on now, and begin to declare the outcome, because your victory is already accomplished. When that thing popped up in my Facebook memory, I said, "Oh God." Because you know when things are happening and things are happening in your life and things pop out of the blue, stuff that you never expected to happen, you become somewhat fearful and skeptical, and you're like, okay. And God said, remember I showed you this. God said, remember I put this thing in your spirit. Remember you. Remember I gave you this, and I said, "Wow." So it's nothing, man, to do that. So don't be afraid to watch this. Did I get grainy and grizzly or something on the screen over there? I'm grainy on both of my computers over here now. I'm good. Oh, okay. I'm real grainy. Okay, it's clearing up over here. All right, maybe it's just clearing itself up. It's the speed. There's something going on. Anyway, but I want y'all to get this, man. Please do. Please do. Don't allow a circumstance. Don't allow pride to keep you in a situation that you know is dead. Right? Don't allow pride to keep you at a place that you're just worshiping there out of loyalty. Because loyalty is wonderful. But we talking about the kingdom, and we talking about doing some work for God. And if you know God can use you somewhere else, if you know that you have a gift, and God can use that gift, and there's a church somewhere that could use your gift. Watch this. Maybe you pastoring and you can sing, and maybe you ought to be singing and not pastoring. Ooh. Or maybe you singing, and there is a word in you. And you don't want to give up singing. You're gonna run from the call. I can tell you right now, running from the call don't do you no good. Running from the call don't do you no good. So embrace it, man. No matter what it is, watch this. If you've ever played chess, sometimes you have to take a step back to take a step forward. Sometimes you have to lose some pieces. Oh God, help me now. To take a step forward. So let's pray, y'all. We're gonna get ready to get out of here. Father God, we just want to say thank you for tonight. God, we thank you for this mighty move of God that you allowed on today. God, we thank you for reset. We thank you for retool, and we thank you for relaunch. God, we thank you for that. God, we thank you for just giving us a chance, God, for you to show us, God, who you are, God, and to show yourself mighty, God. And even when we mess up, God, even when we slip up, God, even when we fall behind, God, even when we fall down, God, you're there with us, God. You said in your word that if I make my bed in hell, you'll be there with me, God. So, God, it's not that we're making an attempt to do it, God, but you said that even if we fail, God, that you would be there with us, God. So now, God, we got some decisions to make, God. So we're asking right now, God, that you would clear our minds, God. Give us a spirit of clarity, God. Give us a spirit. Give us a new vision, God. Let us see the new area that you have for God. Let us walk out on faith, God. Let us, as I said yesterday, God, let us move from where we are, God. Let us move from the comfortable to the unknown, God. Let us move to this place called the faith dimension, God. Let us take a step, God. Let us step out on faith, God. Even though we may not be able to see what it looks like on the other side, let us step out on faith, God. Even though I don't trust myself, God, I trust you, and I'm going to step out on your word, God. Even though it doesn't feel comfortable, God, I'm willing to go through some uncomfort because I know you're going to walk with me, God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, God, because I know you're with me, God. We thank you right now, God. Hey, glory. Lord God, we just thank you, God, for your love and your kindness, God. We thank you for your tender mercies, God. We thank you, God, for just being who you are. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name. Amen. Look, y'all, I got to go. See, I was almost on time. I'm 3 minutes late. I got to go to the store and get myself some smoothies, y'all. Because your boy, look here, the journey to 50. I'm going to write y'all an apology in the group. Because I was supposed to be leading the charge. And I fell off.
Were you even on the horse?
I was. Really?
Oh, okay.
Really?
I'm just playing.
I was doing good. Let me tell y'all something. I had lost, 19? Like, almost 19 pounds?
Okay.
19.
I was right behind.
Let me tell you. 13 up there, hey. 13, I'm like, hey, buddy.
We here.
Like, hey.
Here.
You gonna let us back in?
I bet you wonder where I
Oh, This 13 pounds came back. Look, the 13 and that 19 came back and said, every time I turn around, where I look, I'm in. Every time I turn around. See, y'all see how I try to mimic Jeffrey Osborne? Hey, girl, y'all don't know nothing about LPD. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Anyway, look, I got to go. Yeah, I got to go. Y'all stay blessed. Man, look, if you got to drive through this special, special city we call Chicago, do me a favor, my brothers and my sister. Look, keep y'all head on the swivel. Y'all stay blessed, man. Two T's, one L, one O. We out.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this. Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Release me.
Release me.
Release me.
Release me.
Oh, take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits
release
off.
Release me.
Release
me. Oh, release me.
Release
me. Oh, take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.